good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So for the past several months now, I have been treating you to various cocktails.
That you have.
The last one was the delightful Blue Aviation cocktail, which I was very pleased about, which I think scared you a little bit.
I was just taken aback by the color.
Mm-hmm.
It flummoxed me.
There you have it. So, we are talking about cocktail accoutrement?
Well, I thought it might be a nice idea because you are a connoisseur of cocktails, and I not so much. I don't make cocktails at home very often. To talk a little bit about the accoutrements that go with cocktails, whether that's the tools or the garnishes or sort of the basic ingredients that you need. Maybe let's start with the tools. What do you need to have to make a good cocktail?
Well, the first thing you need is a decent shaker, obviously.
That really is important, you think?
Totally.
Okay.
You need a decent cocktail shaker. And there are two ways of going about this. You can do the glass-topped metal bottom shaker. That's one option. I like the all-metal shaker, personally.
It makes a nice sound on the radio.
It does make a very nice sound on the radio. I've always wanted one of those Zeppelin shakers, the ones that have all the bar tools inside it, which are ridiculously
crazy
expensive.
Not the ones that have the real long hair and wheelbelt.
Not the Led Zeppelin. You also need a citrus press, which is hugely important because there's going to be citrus in a lot of cocktails. You need a decent bar spoon. It's not really a spoon. It's kind of flat, right? It has holes in it. You need a cocktail measure, which there's sort of two sides, one which is larger, one which is smaller, one which is 2 ounce and one which is an ounce.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
That's also very helpful. I think you need a highball glass and a lowball glass, by gosh, and a martini glass. I think you could probably get away with that. And some small wine glasses are nice too. I mean, glassware, come on, we've talked about this. You can go crazy about glassware and
geeking out about glassware.
Totally true. And the question is just how much money and space do you have?
How about your basic cocktail pantry? If you were starting from scratch, what are the essentials?
You need Angostura bitters.
Okay.
And maybe some bitters of other kinds. And there are so many kinds of bitters these days.
Yeah, I just bought a sample pack from Trader Joe's, 3 different kinds.
It's crazy, isn't it? I bought cucumber bitters, which I love,
I
have subjected you to.
I liked that cocktail a lot.
It wasn't blue. And obviously, you're going to need a decent bourbon. And you don't have to spend a lot of money on your spirits because you're going to be blending them anyway.
Right.
So a decent bourbon, a decent rye, a decent gin, a decent rum, a decent vodka. Right?
Okay.
And have I missed anything?
Tequila?
Yeah, and a good tequila. Yeah, good call. I love making cocktails, both for you and for my lovely wife, Kati. It's a special thing. It makes pre-dinner that much more exciting. Decent vermouth. You should have a decent vermouth.
And garnishes?
And, you know, I don't do them.
Okay.
I should, but
no,
I don't.
Little onions or...
Oh, I'm terrible
olives
at that.
Olives or cherries?
Olives, yes. Onions, cherries, no. We imagine them. simple syrup.
Flying through the blue aviator air.
Exactly. Simple syrup is a good thing to have in your fridge. A very, very useful thing. Right now, I have cranberry syrup in my fridge from the cranberry cocktail that I made for Thanksgiving. And that's going to do me well right through Christmas, by gosh.
Okay.
Does that help?
Very much so. I'm ready to start mixing.
Really?
Sure.
I think your husband, Kevin, would adore you even more for that.
If that's possible.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
The humble Mary Zajac. Cheers.